HarperCollins presents Tater Tales, The Greatest in the World and The King of the World by Ben Clunton, read by Gary Turner. The Greatest in the World. Chapter 1. A Great Start. This is Rot Po Tater. He's a mutant potato. He has an awesome unibrow, aka a uni-wow. He's a sincere smiler. He finds mud appealing and has surprisingly sturdy stick legs. Early this morning, Rot woke up on the right side of the garden bed. He felt good. No, more than good. Rot felt great. Rot felt like the greatest in the world. And Rot felt like singing about it, loudly.
The greatest in the world. Yeah.
This is Rot's big brother, Snot. Snot has a bedhead hairdo and a favourite spot, a.k.a. Dotty. He's a proud couch potato who tries to appear thick-skinned. Snot did not feel great. Snot felt sleepy. Sleepy and upset. Snot felt like shouting.
It's 5 a.m. Why are you making a ridiculous racket?
Because I feel great. Like the greatest in the world.
You? The greatest? I think not, Rot.
Who does Snot think is the greatest? Himself, of course.
I am the greatest in the world.
Not like the grumpiest in the world.
Yes! I challenge you to a greatest in the world contest.
Challenge accepted.
Mutant potatoes love contests. But what kind of contest is a greatest in the world contest?
Tic-tac?
No.
Hopscotch?
Really? I'd hoped you could do better than that. I know. Oh, a potato sack race.
The potato sack race is considered by mutant potatoes to be one of the greatest contests. There was no way Snot could refuse. Besides, why would he? He's never lost a potato sack race. But who will be the judge?
Worm.
No way, Worm is your best spuddy.
And who? You?
Yep.
Rot does not think a lot of that idea. They need a judge who is fair and honest. Someone like their little sister, Tot.
Hi, Rot. Hi, Snot.
Tot is usually super chipper. She likes to collect stuff, such as bows and skateboards. And she loves all sorts of sports. And so it is decided. A potato sack race through Barrel Bottom Bog to the top of High Hill will decide who is the greatest once and for all. Chapter 2. Rot Gets Ready.
Warning! You might want to plug your nose before beginning this chapter.
Rot gathers his gear together for the Great Potato Sack Race.
Lucky sweatband.
It has never been washed.
Lucky socks.
They've never been washed either. Nor has this
lucky shirt.
Or this sort of smelly
sack. Water bottle.
Ah, that is clean. And a winning attitude.
Looking great, Rot. You know it, Mirror Rot.
Rot is ready. Well, almost ready.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?